Hey, entrepreneurs, welcome back to the Walking with Jordy show. At the time of this recording, it's November 15, 10:10 a.m., 2023, and a lot has happened since the last time I was here. Honestly, I don't know where to begin because I think in my personal life, I was going through a lot of changes. In my entrepreneurial life, I was going through a lot of changes, and I think that when I look back at the last episode that was posted, I think the last episode was somewhere around February 8th of this year. You know, I was talking about how to do a consultation with a client. That was just a live recording. But honestly, I lost a lot of family members this year. My business transformed. You know, I was running, I was running two to three businesses. You know, I had the $1 million photographer. I had JFP Studios, which is my photography agency. And I was also veering off in the direction of offering just too many services to people. And I was starting to get overwhelmed. Now, one of those students that came in at the beginning of this year, his name is Kevin. Kevin, if you ever hear this, shout out to you. He came into the program and in the first week of us working, he had a big job, which we can talk about now, with a company called Pronghorn Co. It's a spirits investment company, and I coached him on how to structure his pricing. Right out the gate, we closed that shoot at about $5,000. And that's our first interaction in coaching. And I think it gave him, and it also gave me just affirmation that, hey, the process works. Next, he went on to get another big contract. He had another few clients bubbling up, but then he had a pretty big contract that for now will remain undisclosed, but it was a pretty strong five figures, I'll say that. I ended up becoming a contractor on the project to support him. And we ended up creating a business together. So I was still running the $1 million photographer, which I have the sweater on right now. It's my coaching program for photographers. And I also had that program going on. So, you know, me and him spoke a lot about this, and you know, he said to me, and I think this was the turning point, he said, Jordy, if we build a big branding business, you'll have a bigger story to tell. And I believe him, you know, because I was just nearing up on my 9-10 year run in photography, and the business was growing. We doubled revenue from 2022 to 2023. And I felt like he was right. So, and at the time, I was burning through $1,000 a month in advertising for Facebook. I had no employees or contractors or day-to-day partners that really could help me take the business up off the ground. So I made a very tough decision, and I closed down the entire mentorship program. You know, I still have all the material, but I put a year into it, and I think there are times where you have to know when to stop. So we built that, we started building that business together. And it is my belief that things, we're in a season of change right now, you know? And I think that for anybody that's building any business, one business takes enough of your attention, and then when another business that doesn't have any processes come and take your attention too, then now you realize it's a whole lot, you know? So that happened, and it's still going strong to this day. I'm actually going to go meet with him in a few. I just wanted to get this recording to you guys to give you guys an update. Then we also had some debts in the family, you know, and that really messed up my headspace. Like business doesn't stress me out, you know. Business is a game for me, but losing family members like a year ago when I enrolled in my mastermind, and there's a lot I haven't shared, so I really gotta get things up to speed. But when I got to that mastermind, the Klein Attraction University, I lost two family members at that, and I lost two family members again. It really challenged my resilience. And I remember when my father, I was talking to him at the time, and you know, he just got up, he went to work the next day, and I was like, yo, how are you able to just get up and go again? And he said to me, I'm very sad, but if I stop doing what I'm doing, then it means that my family doesn't eat. And I think that was a big lesson for me as a man, because I think that one of the things that we're charged with as men in society is duty and responsibility. And it's a common theme that I've had throughout my life, from my grandfather to my father. And I'm blessed to have had other men in my life who have been phenomenal role models as well, too, to kind of help me model what a man should be and should do, you know, as far as being a good man in society. So there was that. Business was very slow. I fell behind. 2 months, I ran up my credit. And Obi, if you ever hear this too, I just want to let you know that you inspired me, because in the very first episodes of your podcast, you were very transparent about the amount of debt that you owed. And I think that I'm in a place where I might have to put myself on the record too, because, you know, it's an interesting concept, but in business, you make money by leveraging businesses are supposed to be revenue generating assets. And I learned this concept recently. That's why I'm talking about it. But when you have a business that you're required to work in and spend your time, you only have so much physical effort and so much time in a given day. So the challenge has been, how do I spend more money, manage my expenses, and then leverage that in terms of talent, people, automation, and things to keep growing? But, you know, there's so much that I want to talk about, guys. And I just wanted to use this as a welcome back. And I want to thank, every time I come to the podcast platform and I check the analytics, I see that there's been 3,000 plays. You know, there's an average 4 plays per episode. I have 14 followers on Spotify, and I'm very grateful for everything that has happened. So, you know, from here, guys, I just want to say thank you for rocking with me. If you've just joined the podcast and you're hearing me for the first time, I think you're going to be in for an interesting ride, because I'm rising out of the place where I was, and I'm happy to take each and every one of you along with me. And here's my goal for the podcast. My goal is to take you guys on an entrepreneurial journey, to share what I'm learning in the hopes that there's one of you guys that hears what I'm saying, you implement it, it changes your life, and then we could possibly do business together. So, guys, you're going to be in for an interesting ride, and I just want to thank you guys for rocking with me on here, on Instagram, in real life, whether it's a nice text message, a nice DM. I'm truly grateful for each and every one of you, and thank you. Welcome back to Walking with Jordy. Hey, podcast crew, thank you so much for getting to the end of the episode. That means you're a really special one. So if this episode brought you any value, and I mean any value at all, please feel free to share it with a friend, leave a rating wherever you get your podcast from, and if you are on Spotify, submit a question through the Q&A platform so that I can make another episode to answer your question. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, or a wonderful night, depending on what part of the world you're listening to the podcast right now. And I'll see you on the next one.